this is Courtney Miller with Project Geospatial, and I'm here with the June edition of the St. Louis Geospatial Spotlight. Well, it's June, and we are gearing up for GeoInt 2021. USGIF has released its prospectus, so for any of the companies who are interested in exhibition space and floor plans, that information is all out now on USGIF's website. And for all of those who are interested in coming down, we now that things are opening up because of post-COVID, we expect that there'll be a lot of parties, a lot of activity, a lot of things happening. So looking forward to everyone registering and coming down to St. Louis to check it out in October. Moonshot Labs, which is NGA's accelerator, sort of like a software and innovation accelerator, is slated to open in July now at T-Rex, Geosaurus at T-Rex. So this is kind of NGA's big foray into working with private companies and educational institutions who are interested in innovation in geospatial, who are interested in kind of collaborating with NGA on its mission-driven activities and learning more and finding out what's the latest in technology. So very excited for that. I know that there's been a lot of buzz amongst the companies that have already gotten space in Geosaurus to be close to Moonshot Lab. So very excited to see when that opens up in July and to see what's happening. There was another VC program, another VC fund was announced recently. That is the St. Louis firm, VC firm Cultivation Capital, has launched its own geotech innovation fund with an $18 million seed fund for round one. So for any of you who are interested in participating, there'll be a link below with more information on how you can find out about applying for that seed fund grant. But again, it's looking at geotechnologies and ways in which that can be applied across sectors and really just try to build up the geospatial industry. Next, we have another update from the NGA Accelerator. So the NGA Accelerator's first cohort was announced just a few months ago, and it's now looking for applications for its second cohort. So for any of the companies who are interested in participating, it's for a $100,000 seed grant to participate in. You come to St. Louis, you work from the T-Rex's Geosaurus, you work closely with NGA, Missouri Technology Center, and it's also with Cultivation Capital. So, Capital Innovators. And so for any of you who are geospatial companies, specifically in artificial intelligence, data management, advanced analytics and modeling, and data integrity and security. So if you're interested, there's more information below, and please apply and be part of the second cohort. Next, we have a new executive director for the St. Louis Economic Development Corporation. For any of you who are familiar with economic development in St. Louis, especially around geospatial topics, Otis Williams retired just recently, and they've announced the new hire is Neil Richardson. Neil is a St. Louis native coming from U.S. Bank Manager, but he also is a co-founder of a nonprofit called Builders for Equity, which works with local minority contractors and high school students who come together and rehab buildings in North St. Louis. And then the money, the proceeds from selling those buildings, goes to college funds for the students. So it's a really neat, great program, and we know that Neil is very interested in equitable development. He's going to have a lot of hands-on activities, and the way that the geofutures and geospatial industry is sort of positioned and how it is built out will have a lot to do with Neil's leadership. So I'm very excited to see what he's going to bring to the scene. That's especially if you're interested in tax credits, real estate options, and kind of just building out the economic development tools for relocating or expanding your geospatial company here in St. Louis. And finally, down below, there's a link to a really great story about a local geospatial consulting firm who relocated from D.C. to St. Louis. His name's Kendrick Faison, and just gives a little bit of a testimony about what's going on in St. Louis geospatial industry and why small companies especially are finding that they're getting a very supportive environment to come down here. So check out that story, and we will have more information and more updates on GeoInt 2021 when we bring you the July edition of the Geospatial Spotlight. And we look forward to seeing you all here in St. Louis.